The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It is just about 1 minute after the hour on Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. Day 7,952. Feels like sometimes.
We've always known you've had an interesting relationship with time perception.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think at this point, it extends to a lot of us.
This is the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and with me, if you haven't figured that out yet, is Becky, the person who's always with me, except for that one time. I'm here less than you are, which is weird to me. I don't know. I have nothing to add to that. So how is life and education land today?
Well, I can tell you that for once, there aren't any kids folding up paper airplanes and throwing them at teachers, even though it is National Paper Airplane Day today.
Is that usually an excuse that people use, or is that just...
I have no idea.
Okay.
Usually there's paper things that get folded and thrown across classrooms all the time. And today, every home becomes a classroom ripe for the throwing of paper airplanes.
Yeah. Fair.
Could be really cool educational things. I mean, as a teacher, if you want to go through step-by-step instructions or deal with tactile learning or have some physics competitions, paper airplanes are really fun.
Yeah, I've been dusting off my mail administrator skills, and
it's not National Email Administrator Day.
It's it is never National Email Administrator Day. That's not a thing that you want. But that's what I've been up to today, which is a lot less radiogenic, I guess. It's not anything something SMTP servers do. You know, not that much fun.
Well, but the resulting. A resultant communication enhancement that goes with it certainly is fun.
Necessary, I'd say.
Okay, fun was a stretch, wasn't it?
Fun can be a bit of a stretch, yeah. Shall we move on to the briefings?
Yes, we shall.
Okay.
State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through United Way, and you can visit wa211.org online for those resources.
Moving on to state-level stuff, the Washington State Emergency Management Division advises that as more counties enter Phase 2 of reopening, maintaining 6 feet between oneself and individuals outside of one's household remains important. In public, one can visualize the length of a twin bed, a yard rake, or two grocery carts in order to estimate a 6 foot distance.
Now, I think I'll estimate and visualize a 6 foot long paper airplane.
I was going to say, I don't know where you guys go, but for me, two shopping carts would be a bit more than 6 feet, but not that I'd be complaining under those circumstances, but I think they're just coming up with things that are at least 6 feet in length, not necessarily things that are exactly 6 feet in length. Anyway, all boat registrations are due on June 30th statewide. New registrations and renewals can be done online at dol.wa.gov by visiting a vehicle and vessel licensing office, many of which remain open during the stay-at-home order. Mail-in renewal may also be an option. Customers with questions can also call 360-902-3770 or email customercare@dol.wa.gov. Recent legislation changed the approach distances and speeds around southern resident orcas, which may be in the South Sound, but they're also in other places, too. Vessels must keep within 200 meters, Vessels must keep 200 meters away from whales, dolphins, or porpoises if they are resting or with their calf in the U.S. and Canadian waters. Vessels must stay 300 yards from southern resident orcas, also called killer whales, on either side. Vessels must stay 400 yards out of orcas' paths, in front and behind the whales. Boats must slow less than 7 knots within half a mile of orcas. Operators must immediately disengage engines if whales appear within 300 yards. Boats should stay 100 yards from all other marine mammals. Similar rules apply in Canadian waters, and all information can be found at bewhalewise.org.
We've got some tribal news. The Quinault Nation has announced that its Quinault Beach Resort and Casino near Ocean Shores will open tomorrow to Grays Harbor residents and on Thursday to the general public. All guests must wear masks and have their temperatures taken. Capacity will be limited and smoking will not be allowed. A little closer to home, the Fife location of Emerald Queen Casino has been open since May 18th, with similar safety and hygiene protocols in place. Also, from the Puyallup Tribe of Indians, the tribe is allowing one helper per tribal elder during spring fishing runs.
Moving on to Pierce County, Pierce Transit has restored service along several routes. Route 1, 2, 48, 54, and 500 will operate on a normal schedule Monday through Friday. Part of me wanted to go, bingo. Many routes are beginning earlier and running later compared to the previous 5 weeks. Route 63 and 497 have been restored, but are operating on modified schedules. Updated timetables are available at piercetransit.org. The Bus Shop Customer Service Lobby at the Tacoma Dome Station has reopened. Also, fare collection and front door boarding will be reinstated on June 14th. Buses will still be limited to 15 passengers. Customer phone assistance remains open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 253-581-8000. Focusing in specifically on Tacoma, tonight's Tacoma City Council meeting for May 26th has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be on Tuesday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. Information on how to listen or participate can always be found at cityoftacoma.org/councilmeetings. A little bit better than today, but I'm still tripping over myself in places more than I'm used to.
Stay, I guess, a little bit more on the ball is one of those little mantras that sometimes escapes us here and there, and you're not the only one, Sam.
Well, unfortunately, due to some rescheduling conflicts, we do not have an interview today, but we do have many interviews lined up in the next week or so. So
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be doing some in-depth speaking with folks from Sound Outreach in the next coming days. It's a really cool organization that's really vital towards helping families and helping individuals establish financial independence and cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide resources through the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org. And you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.